other guy, and he'd assemble his. They would come on the freight train all unassembled. We had to assemble them, and one farmer alone couldn't have done it, Jim.
Yeah.
I think farmers have gotten together as far as that goes.
Historically, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you were, what sort of things would bring the community together when you were coming up? In other words, did y'all have any sort of...
We had what you'd call this is really Cajun-style stuff, is a butcher, they call it a boucherie. Mm-hmm. Once a week, there'd be like about maybe 10 farmers together. Once a week, one farmer would kill a calf, and he'd furnish the meat for the 10 families. They divide the calf up. There was no deep freezing or refrigeration, so you'd have to kill fresh beef every week, about every week. It might, may have been every other week.
Yes, sir.
But regardless, we'd get together and we'd butcher. There was one guy that knew how to skin and cut, and another guy knew something else, and they'd all get together and they'd kill a beef that week, and they'd divide the meat amongst all these families.
Yeah.
The following week, we'd go to the other farmer. And so on and so forth.
That's amazing.
That's the only way you could have fresh meat. If, for instance, if my family would have killed the beef, half of it would have wasted before we'd ever eaten it all.
Uh-huh. When you killed a calf, could you tell me what you did, like, with all the parts of the calf? In other words.
Oh, I can tell you some of them. I can't.
Yeah.
I know that they, let's say my family was a large family. Like my daddy would probably take, every week he'd take 40 pounds of meat. So maybe his turn would come more often than the other guy that had only a small family of two or three. That guy may have to kill one only every 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
But we had to kill one every week.
Yeah.
No, not every week. I take that back. But we had to be in part of one every week.
Yes, sir. Now, anything you'd make from the insides of the, maybe the... inside part of the hog or the calf or anything.
Well, they
did you ever say the blood of a hog?
Do I say? No.
Did folks ever do that? What would they make from
it? I don't know what they'd make from the blood of a hog.
They make blood dressing.
Blood dressing?
Well,
she might know.
Okay. From the head you'd make?
They'd make hog head cheese. And
tell them about the bouillie.
The bouillie, bouillie is the heart and
the liver, the kidney,
the spleen, and that sort of stuff. Well, they make a special dish with it. They call it bouillie.
Okay, well, we call it haslets or something like that.
Well, this is something like a soup.
Bouillie,
yeah.
Hmm.
I tell you, if you want to talk about old times and what they did in the old times, you're going to go talk to that old guy on the other lane. If you can understand each other, he'll tell you something.
Is that right down there?
Right down this road.
This way.
Yeah.
Old man Cleve, you see, he was born and raised right around here, and he farmed with mules and horses all his life. He may have had a tractor towards the end of his farming years.
Yeah. Is that, let's see, and then Coop?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm sure Mr. tell him too. He was born and raised around Sweet Lake, Texas,
mm-hmm.
and he did a lot of cow milking and just about all these things I'm telling you about boucherie. And now Mr. Cut up a cow and have it ready for the table.
He had a meat shop.
He had a butcher shop.
Yeah.
After we grew up.
Do you remember a sort of ceremony that would ever take place after a wedding or anything like that? You mentioned, a person who was a widow had gotten married again. Did you ever have anything around here?
They'd have a veille or something like that, where they'd all go up by his window and sing and something like that. That would
shoot the guns off or something.
Yeah,
like that.
They'd sometimes they'd keep them awake till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, depending on how much they want.